Hi, Jim Packard sitting in for Larry Mueller on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Glad to have you along with us today as we talk about the best towns in Wisconsin once again. Gary Knowles of Madison, travel writer and travel editor for the weekly Shepherd Express in Milwaukee, is the brainchild behind a contest to determine Wisconsin's best towns in about 20 categories. The voting for these towns ends today. There is a stipulation that towns must have a population of less than 15,000 residents to be considered, and you'll find information, and you'll be able to vote at wondersofwisconsin.com. Gary, a pleasure to have you with us.
Hey, it's always great to be here. And, you know, for people who think that the presidential election is tight, this one is even tighter and even more fun. I've got people stopping me on the street and saying, oh, you know, you've got to consider Paoli. Where is Paoli on our list? You know,
where is Paoli?
Well, just a little south of Madison.
Right, and why isn't it included?
Well, it's not included because we originally had a nomination process where we actually had, I think it was about 300-some towns nominated, and because we wanted to make this a workable process and we wanted to narrow down the list somewhat, we put together a committee of what we call travel experts. At least these are people whose jobs or occupation takes them all over the state. They get to see a lot of communities, and they know travel in the state. And if you don't mind, I'll just kind of quickly run down the list.
Sure.
And let you know who these experts, and I say that with quotation marks because I know all of them would kind of challenge it. Mary Bergen, who is the author of Roads Travel, the syndicated travel column that appears all over the state. Of course, First Lady Jessica Doyle, who people probably recognize for the Where's Jessica column that appears, and school children all over read that one, mm-hmm. as well as adults that I know. Martin Hintz, who is a author out of Milwaukee, a travel writer and author. Dennis McCann, who many people will recognize as having recently left the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, retired after a 25-some-year career over there and is now freelancing. Rick Murphy, who is a Madison-based travel reporter on the radio. And Betty Stark, who syndicates a column and is a group and community travel writer whose work is syndicated around the state. This was our committee who took these 300-some names, sat down with our original list of 21 categories, and we boiled that down to 20 categories, so not a lot of boiling happened there, but we did get it down to 20 categories, and we tried to include no more than five communities based on popularity by submissions and by just kind of what seemed right. You didn't want to leave off something that really needed to be on the list. So that's how we've got our 20 categories, and there are five nominees per category, and a total of 66 communities all over the state of Wisconsin that are included. Some are nominated in several categories. That's why there are 66. But, it's a great day to vote. And wondersofwisconsin.com is the website where people can go. They'll be able to find an easy way to vote on there. And for those that are inclined toward the old Chicago persuasion of voting many times and voting often, and we only allow one vote per email address. So you can vote once, but, make it count. So,
Gary Knowles, our guest, and we're talking about the best towns in Wisconsin. If you would like to tout your town or ask about particular categories, we'd be happy to hear from you. The number in Madison is 263-1890. Otherwise, it's toll-free at 800-642-1234. And our email address is talk@wpr.org. Again, for the purposes of the contest, towns are defined as communities listed on the official Wisconsin highway map having a population of 15,000 or fewer people. And people will find, as they read your newsletter, number 15 came out yesterday afternoon, Be a Lighthouse Keeper, Speak Wisconsin Crickets. Let's talk about the Owowee newsletter.
Okay, yeah. We decided a year ago when we did our first contest, which was to name the Wonders of Wisconsin. We had so many nominees for all these incredibly wonderful things in the state of Wisconsin, and we were getting tips from people about where to go and events not to miss, that that just one contest wasn't going to settle the issue. And so we actually started a newsletter called Owowee, which stands for Oh, Wonders Wonders of the World and E for the electronic version, and it's free. You can sign up at the wondersofwisconsin.com website. But essentially every week or so, we come out with some really incredible events, interesting things like you just mentioned. I got a note from a friend over in Traverse City yesterday saying that they've taken one of the lighthouses over there in Michigan and have opened it up and are now essentially renting it for the summer. You can rent it for $800 a month, and you have to be, you and your family can be lighthouse keepers for that month. And the one upside or downside, depending on how you look at it, is that it's open for public visits. And so you are essentially welcoming people who come in and telling them the story about the lighthouse. But living right on the shore of Lake Michigan and one of the most beautiful parts of the state of Michigan. So it's kind of an interesting concept. And for the people who, you know, who want to do it, I know there's going to be a lot of people standing in line to have an $800 per month rental place on Lake Michigan in one of the greatest parks in Michigan. So
indeed. Now, I noticed a couple of events that are mentioned in the Owawi newsletter. One is the birthday of John James Audubon.
Yeah, he's turning 223. Well, would be if he were still here.
Uh-huh. And there's a party for him this weekend, this Saturday.
Yeah, at the Bergstrom Mahler Museum in Neenah, Wisconsin. And that, I believe, starts at 10 or 11 in the morning and goes into the afternoon. They're going to have a cake for him. And the reason they're doing this is they have a collection of, I think, some 70 prints of his that are going to be on display there. An incredible, you know, he was an incredible artist and did wildlife and fauna. And I believe they have wildlife prints up there. And that's going to really be kind of a neat little party. So a fun thing to stop in to see. And
no charge for that.
No charge for it, right. Probably a good idea to call in advance and let them know you're coming so that they have enough cake. But, you know.
And next month, the Shawamigan Birding Festival will be going on.
Yeah, and that takes place throughout the whole peninsula, the whole what we sort of call the Bayfield Peninsula. It probably needs another name. It really needs a name. Like in Michigan, they have the Keweenaw Peninsula and whatever, and we call it the Bayfield Peninsula. And it's really all the way from Ashland over to Herbster and Cornucopia and all those great little communities up there, Bayfield, of course, Washburn. But that whole peninsula is an incredible birding area. And they've been doing this festival now where they bring in experts who will come in and they'll do seminars and talk about the birds that are up there and then take you out on actual nature hikes where you can see them. So take your camera, take your binoculars, and check it out. It's really a lot of fun. And it's a great place to go anytime, but during this birding festival, it's really special.
If you'd like to join the conversation, the number for you in Madison is 263-1890. Otherwise, we're toll-free at 800-642-1234 as we talk about the best towns in Wisconsin. Let's take some calls. We'll start with Bobby in Whitehall. Hello, Bobby. What's on your mind today?
Well, I just wanted to express my vote for Ontario. It is a great small community in the middle of my part of the state. Highway 33 goes right straight through the town, and it also has the Kickapoo River, which is an excellent river. Has been important to many people for many years. My grandfather built the dam, and it's gone now.
What happened to the dam?
You know, there's this agency we have in the state that says that dams have to come out. And we won't discuss the three letters that designate what the agency is.
Well, let me ask you, Gary.
Sure.
Do you recall if Ontario was nominated in any category?
Yes, Ontario is nominated in the first category, the most scenic beauty for an area. And so I assume that's the category you're pushing for, right?
Well, absolutely. And of course, it's been a very special place in my life. I grew up on a farm out just outside of Whitehall, and my grandparents and my aunt and uncles lived there. One had a hardware store, and the other had, like I said, he built the dam, and he had the feed mill and the lumber yard, and there was ice and coal in the shed that Grandpa had built to house that particular product, and then he built a tavern.
Well, you know, I've got to say that, you know, in addition to all that wonderful history and everything else you're talking about, Ontario happens to be in one of my favorite driving areas of Wisconsin. And I love going through the community, but your whole area in there is just laced with beautiful roads and friendly people, I might add, as you're kind of exemplifying here. But just it's a great area to just go take your camera and spend a day driving around. I would say leave your map at home, you know, get to Ontario and then throw the map away, because no matter where you go, you're going to see some really incredible sights up there.
Well, we have the Wildcat Mountain Park, which is a very special spot in that particular area of the state. It has a wonderful picnic area. You can see for many, many miles. You can see the farms that are way over across the valley and up on top of the hill. It's trees in the fall of the year are absolutely beautiful.
Well, Bobby, I don't see how anyone could not pick Ontario for the
for
most
company.
Scenic beauty. The area around the town, spectacular, awesome. But your competition includes Alma, Bayfield, Green Lake, and St. Croix Falls.
Well, see, Alma is in my district. I just happen to be a legislator.
Oh.
And after 26 years, I'm retiring.
Oh, no. Well, they probably need your help up there then. So I imagine you're not going to really just retire and sit in a rocking chair, are you?
No, I have no intentions of doing that. I've grown to love this part of the state as well as around the Ontario area, but I'm very proud to be from Ontario because I do believe it's one of the more beautiful spots in the state, and certainly people need to drive through. There are restaurants that provide good home-cooked meals. You can take a picnic and go to the Wildcat Mountain Park and have a wonderful time.
Well,
but you can do that here in Alma too.
Well, you certainly can, and I know some people. I got some emails from the people up in Alma, and that probably has that little community has, I think, the most scenic. I guess it's a town park, Buena Vista Park. You're probably familiar with it. But it's got to be one of the most fabulous views of the Mississippi River. If you go up, it's about 600 feet up over the community. And if you throw a nickel over the end, it's going to hit somebody's house 600 feet down below. But it is just a fabulous place to go. And a lot of people don't see that when they drive through there. So if you happen to be going to Alma, make sure you go to Buena Vista Park. Right?
And be sure and go early in the spring now when the tundra swans are back and they land at Reichs Park.
Mm-hmm. They make a lot of noise out there, don't they?
Well, sure they do. That's what swans do. But it is beautiful. And, of course, the Mississippi River is absolutely a wonderful area to go to see many, many things. And there's also good fishing. You can see the barges going up and down, and that's such an important type of transportation.
Well, you know what? I think maybe we should just throw all these other towns off of the list here, and we'll just award it to you. What would you say about that?
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, they'd come and get me tomorrow, but
Bobby,
you make a great case for
thanks
it.
Thanks very much for your call. We appreciate your extolling the virtues of your town, Ontario, and also for Alma. And I would imagine that we should hear from Bayfield, Green Lake, and St. Croix Falls in self-defense.
I wouldn't be surprised if they make a call.
And the number for them to call would be 263-1890 if you're in Madison, or toll-free at 800-642-1234 as we talk about the balloting for the best towns in Wisconsin. Voting ends today, and the towns will be announced quite soon. And you go to wondersofwisconsin.com to cast your vote for the best towns in Wisconsin. I'm Jim Packard. More coming up on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Jim Packard sitting in for Larry Mueller on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio as he takes a little time off for some turkey hunting. And if you see him, ask him how he did. Because if he's out of the woods, he's either gotten his turkey or he's gone home and is going to try again tomorrow morning.
He'll be the one in the camouflage, I suppose.
That's right. He'll be the one in the camouflage. So the lines are open. If you have something to say about your town in Madison, the number 263-1890. Otherwise, toll free at 800-642-1234. Gary, can you say that any of the categories get more votes than others?
Well, the category we were just talking about most beautiful, is one of those that I think will attract the most votes. Also, the other one, which is the category 20, which is the best town for a family weekend, is certainly going to get a lot of people voting for it. I don't have the current totals in front of me, but I know that those were popular and really hard to come up with all the finalists in it, because there are so many places that would qualify. And, you know, one thing I should probably add, Jim, that I think everybody out there will realize, but I want to say it, is that the whole point of this exercise is not necessarily the most important thing isn't to name winners, but it's to get people talking about so many incredibly neat little towns, big towns, towns under 15,000 that are out there in Wisconsin, where, you know, people are so proud of what they have, and rightfully so. And the thing is, they're not the same. You know, you go from one town to another, and boy, it changes, the scenery changes, and the places are all special. And so that's why we're really trying to call attention to the fact that, you know, Wisconsin is this area loaded with towns that are all really neat. Mm-hmm. And I'd recommend, you know, when you go through them, stop in and see what's there, because every one of them is nice.
Well, among the towns nominated for Best Town for a Family Weekend, you have Baraboo. Of course, you've got the Circus
right.
World Museum and the Dells.
And North Freedom, not too far away.
And Wisconsin Dells itself, of course, has been nominated. Minocqua, Green Lake, and Blue Mounds. But does yep. Blue Mounds really qualify as a
town?
Best town?
Yeah, it does. As a matter of fact, there are enough people there to make a town out of it. And they have the Cave of the Mounds out there, of course. And Little Norway is in that area.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, the people in Mount Horeb might argue that they should have been the focus of that. But really, it was the park that's out there and just the general neat little community that makes up that Blue Mounds community, I think, was the reason that the committee decided to put them on the list. And it is a really nice area. And, you know, I don't know. I think that some of the most undiscovered things in Wisconsin kind of lie out that way. Little Norway is a beautiful, great historic settlement with Norwegian buildings and all authentic,
mm-hmm.
and incredibly well maintained by Scott Winter, who his family started that place a long time ago. And it has the distinction of having one of the original buildings from the Columbian Exposition there that was in Chicago. It was saved and brought up originally to Lake Geneva and then eventually to Little Norway. The Norwegian Stavekirk is there. So it's got plenty to recommend it.
We're talking with Gary Knowles about the best towns of Wisconsin. Talk about the second category, most beautiful town. That would include the town itself, its buildings, its road, and its natural setting. And there you've got Cedarburg, Ephraim, Mineral Point, Rural, and Stockholm, and Rural.
Rural.
Talk to me about Rural.
Rural over in East Central Wisconsin was nominated by one of our committee members. I've got to say that I wasn't aware of it, and Dennis McCann was the person who championed the cause of Rural and saying, this has got to be one of the most beautiful spots he's ever seen in the state. And, you know, Dennis, you know, for 25 years traveled for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel writing about communities.
Yes.
And so, I mean, of all the people that are on our committee, my guess is he most recently has visited most of these towns, and he was able to sway the committee to put Rural on there. And several people had said they had been there, but hadn't really thought of it in that category. And so it was really his lobbying that they put it on there, and for good reason. So it's there, and so we'd like to hear from the people up in Rural, and you know, if they believe that it should be there, they should vote for it.
Cedarburg,
yeah.
is a very lovely town, no question about it. Mineral Point.
Yep.
Has a lot recommending
art,
it.
Art and history and Mineral Point, of course. And the neat thing about Mineral Point is that, you know, back in the days when the state was being built, a lot of communities were built of wood. And one of the things that happened almost everywhere back in the early days was a fire that would take out all the old buildings. Now, one of the things that happened in Mineral Point was a lot of the buildings were built from the local limestone and the local rock up there. So they have a collection of probably some of the most significant early architecture from Wisconsin that exists anywhere in the state, and they take good care of it. And the neat thing out there is they have an incredible number of artists that have moved into the community. So if you want to go out and visit artists in their natural setting, in their galleries, and see their work, it's a great place for that. And, of course, Pendarvis, the historic site, is out there. They have, I think, the only railroad station depot that was built of stone is out there yet, and they just turned that into a great little museum, and so you can go out and visit that. And, of course, you got to eat a pasty if you're out there.
Oh, sure.
And if you're lucky, you'll get some figgy hobbin, which is a really neat Cornish dessert. So that's Mineral Point. And, of course, Ephraim, you know, as the White Town. It's the town over there in Door County that, as I think, is probably still dry. It's one of the few dry communities in the state, so you got to pack it in if you're going to go to Ephraim. But it's such a beautiful community over on the Green Bay side of Door County.
I've not been to Stockholm so far.
Stockholm, just up the road from Alma, mm-hmm. and has a lot of that same Mississippi River bluffs and valleys kind of things to recommend it. An incredibly beautiful setting and a very a cute little town that is real popular, especially with people from the Twin Cities who can get there a lot quicker than most people from Wisconsin can. And, you know, when they go out for a day drive, Stockholm is right on their route. So it's a great place.
I was going to say, what about Spring Green? But I see that Spring Green has been nominated in Category 3, the most exciting architecture.
Yeah, it would be hard to argue with all the Frank Lloyd Wright work that's out there. And there are other things that the Wright students have put out there. And, of course, you've got to count House on the Rock by Alex Jordan mm-hmm. as one of the architectural wonders of that area. And, you know, and if you stretch it a little bit, they have the Shot Tower out there yet from the Civil War.
That's right.
Over at Tower Hill State Park. And so there's a lot of really neat things out there. They also have, you know, it's not part of this nomination, but they also have a neat art fair that goes on out there every summer. So a lot of good things. APT, American Players Theater, is out in that area. But it was the architecture that won them the nomination for Category 3.
And they're in against Cedarburg, Ephraim, Mineral Point, and New Glarus. Now, New Glarus coming in mentioned for the first time today because of its Swiss architecture.
Well, that's right. Yeah, and New Glarus being unusual in the sense that it was one of the only a few communities in the state where it was really settled by a group of people who took off from Switzerland. It was an intentional migration. They had run out of space, apparently, and they needed to find some more space for their people to continue their Swiss heritage. And they went out to the New World. They came to America and traveled until they found land that was reasonably priced and beautiful, and in their estimation, reminded them of their home canton of Glarus in Switzerland, and so they settled there. So it was an intentional settlement by a group of people, and so, I mean, if you go there today, you know, you can see that in some ways they're a lot more Swiss than just Wisconsin, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they make they brought with them their heritage of great cheese making, and they have some really neat places to visit out there in New Glarus. They have, if you've ever been there, the Chalet of the Golden Fleece is one of the incredible little eclectic museums collections in the state of Wisconsin, and just a really neat place to visit.
We're talking with Gary Knowles about the best towns in Wisconsin. Voting ends today in 20 categories involving towns in Wisconsin, which are the best. You can vote at wondersofwisconsin.com. We started off talking about Paoli at the top of the show, and of course, Paoli is nominated in the Best Galleries in Art Scene category.
Yeah, Paoli is just a little community, you know, down here south and west of Madison, and but they do have some really nice artist galleries down there. And to me, this is one of the nice things about this contest is that it gives us a chance to put a light on a place like Paoli that is pretty small, mm-hmm. and you know, it doesn't really pop up in a lot of discussions about where are we going to go this weekend, but hopefully it will now. And you know, even if it doesn't win, I hope that, you know, people who are fans of art and galleries and the art scene will kind of put it on their got to get there and see that list, because it really is a nice little community. And I got to say, they have, I think, one of the cutest little, and I think little is probably the best descriptor, cheese shops out there as well, and some incredible cheeses. They bring up, they import cheese from New Glarus, mm-hmm. And other places in the state, but a great little cheese shop and great art in that community.
And they're pitted against Amory, Egg Harbor, Mineral Point, and Plymouth.
That's right. And all of those places, all of those other communities, of course, have artists that are in the area. They have galleries. They have shops and fun shopping. And I got to mention, you know, Plymouth, boy, we had some of the most enthusiastic voters from up in that area. When we had our nominations, you could nominate communities in any of the 21 at that point categories we had. And Plymouth nominated itself, or the people did, for every category we had, including the best town on a lake, and they don't have a lake. So so you got to give Plymouth a big A for attitude.
Our number is 800-642-1234. If you wonder how your community is doing, or if you'd like to talk about a town, we'd be happy to hear from you. If you're in Madison, the number is 263-1890. As we talk with Gary Knowles of Madison, travel writer and travel editor for the weekly Shepherd Express in Milwaukee. Best theater and entertainment, best town for plays, concerts, and entertainment starts off with Bristol, home of the Renaissance Fair.
Yeah, the Renaissance Fair, of course, takes you back to those medieval days and the jousting and the knights and the ladies, and a great place to go kind of step back in time and enjoy that kind of theater. Fish Creek, of course, Fish Creek, if you will, has Peninsula Players, one of the longest running and most traditional of Wisconsin's great theater groups. Mm-hmm. Fort Atkinson has, of course, the Fireside Theater, which is known not only for their professional theater productions and stage productions out there, but also for a great restaurant. And it's one of those theaters that's a dinner theater where you don't go sit down and eat and the acting goes on while you're finishing your dessert. It's you eat in one place and you go and you actually sit in a theater to watch the theater. So it's a neat dinner theater in that respect. Spring Green, of course, American Players Theater, Tony nominated and probably one of the most acclaimed of Wisconsin's theater groups is out there. And Washburn was nominated because of Big Top Chautauqua, which is based in Washburn. Now, I know a lot of people say, oh, wait a minute, Big Top Chautauqua, that's up at Bayfield. And the tent is about mm-hmm. 3 miles south of Bayfield, up on the hill there. But their headquarters is in Washburn, so Washburn got the credit this time for being the home of the Big Top Chautauqua, Warren Nelson, and the Blue Canvas Orchestra.
I would say that's got to be one of the tightest categories that, you know, you certainly can get votes for Bristol or Fish Creek, Fort Atkinson, Spring Green, Washburn, all of them have something to recommend them. So I suspect that that'll be one of the tightest categories.
I think you're right. I think that will be a difficult one to choose a winner in. And they're all winners, so we'll be happy.
Let's find out what's on Pete's mind in Soldier's Grove. Hi,
hey,
Pete.
Hey, Pete.
Yeah, hi. I've missed a part of your show, so I don't know exactly what all your 21 categories are. But if you have anything in there about being green, I think Soldier's Grove is, in fact, it's still on the U.S. Department of Energy website as probably the only example in the country of a community using zoning to foster the use of alternative energies.
Mm-hmm. Right, you guys were really the pioneers out there, weren't you?
They were, and this was, I think, more than 25 years ago, and it was part of the relocation of the commercial part of Soldier's Grove from a very flood-prone area along the Kickapoo River, and some very insightful people said that, well, we'll move the town, but in order to be located here, you've got to have at least 50% of your heat that's required by the building be supplied by solar heating.
How that's all holding up, you know, from that older technology that was put in place back there? Is that still keeping up with what the new advances are today?
Well, it's interesting because my wife and I actually own a bed and breakfast near Soldiers Grove, but 2 or 3 years ago we had a few professors from Pennsylvania stop in, and they wrote an article for Solar Today magazine in which they evaluated the history and what was learned and what we could do different and what we could do better. And it was a mixed bag of results, but clearly some of the installations in the buildings were still useful and they were still saving energy.
Yeah, that's a great place. There's no doubt about it.
Gary, let's end the suspense for Pete to find out whether or not Soldiers Grove is one of the lasting towns that made a category.
Well, it didn't. And your suggestion, though, of a green category is very appropriate. And, you know, we're going to be doing other surveys and other nominations in the future, and I think there will be some kind of a green competition probably within the next year or so, and certainly, you know, Soldiers Grove was a forerunner and ought to be on a list.
All right, Pete, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Appreciate
hearing
from you.
Great information.
Let's go to Ellen in Green Lake. Hi, Ellen.
Good morning.
Hey, Ellen.
You're in a town that's one of the towns that is being considered for best dining.
We certainly do offer great dining here in Green Lake. We offer it all. We've got the lake here to come, you know, for your hiking and boating and enjoying the lake. And we also have great dining, great golfing, and it's just a nice, relaxing city to be a part of.
Yeah, and you really have a history of people coming from a long ways away to vacation there, don't you?
We sure do. And we also have residents who come, you know, for the summer. They actually come and stay for the whole summer.
Yeah, a beautiful community. And, you know, one of the neat things about Green Lake that I like is it's comfortable and traditional, but it's not overly built up and developed. I mean, you know, and I mean that in a good way, so that, you know, there's really a lot of what the people originally came for still there to enjoy.
Right. We like to, you know, refer to it as the simple pleasures. Come and rediscover the simple pleasures.
And you guys claim that it's the deepest lake in Wisconsin, too, I think, right?
Not only claim, it is the deepest lake.
Well, there's. I was talking. Actually, I ran into Dennis McCann and I were talking yesterday, and he said that he had once written that in a column, and then one of his people corrected him that apparently in some DNR document somewhere, there is another lake in Wisconsin that for some asterisk reason may have a deeper hole in it than your 237-foot, I think it is, Green Lake depth, right? And so I don't know this, and I haven't seen it, but Dennis was a little reluctant when he says anything where you add EST on the end is danger territory. Although we're going to go for the best.
That's right. I may have to look into that asterisk lake.
Well, I don't know if you know what it is. So, you know, so if you find it, let me know.
And you're also nominated in the Best Town for a Family Weekend category, so could make the list on two places.
Oh, and it is a great place for that, that's for sure. And of course you've got the Heidelhaus Resort up there, which has it's a huge great traditional resort,
and the Green Lake Music Festival
and I know you guys have a pajama party or something you do up there too, don't you?
We sure do. That's coming up here. It's right on June 21st, the longest day of the year. Uh-huh. It lands on a Saturday this year.
And you have to wear pajamas to come to
it? Pajama party, and we howl at the moon, and we have bed races, and it's a lot of very good family fun.
Sounds like my family.
Ellen, thanks very much for the call. We appreciate hearing from you. And if you have a question or comment about the contest or your town and how it's doing, you can call us in Madison at 263-1890 or toll-free at 800-642-1234. We've talked about some of the categories. Let's get some more out. The best festival weekend. Where's the best town to visit to enjoy a weekend festival? And you've got the Iola Old Car Show, Cheese Days in Monroe, Port Washington's World's Largest Fish Fry, the Sitnamai in Stoughton, and the Cranberry Festival at Warren's are nominated.
Another tough category, of course. And, you know, it's hard to argue. I mean, you know, the thing about that is if you're interested in old cars, Iola probably jumps right out at you. But on the other hand, if you're a cheese lover, you have a hard time arguing about voting for Monroe, of course. And, of course, the thing about that is, you know, they do their cheese days down there, and it's such a big thing. They only do it every 2 years.
Yeah.
And so they made the list for that. And, of course, there's no Cranberry Festival. I know we have several good ones in Wisconsin, but there's nothing as big and spread out and red as that Warren's Cranberry Festival up in Warren's every year. So they're definitely on there. And, of course, if you're going to fry some fish, Port Washington's the place to do it. You know, and so again, that'll be a fun one. That's a good category.
You got a best fishing category, best fishing getaway, where to hook them.
That's right. Well, Minocqua, Waupaca, Port Washington, Hayward, and Eagle River are all vying for that category. And, you know, again, a lot of good places to fish in this state. Those are some that kind of rose to the top, as you will.
Best biking getaway includes Boulder Junction, Broadhead, Plymouth, Sparta, and Two Rivers. And, of course, Boulder Junction with the American Legion Forest up there and the trails running through there. Just a great place.
Yeah, and Wisconsin, you know, Wisconsin as a state is such a leader in off-road bicycle trail development that the rails-to-trails movement, of course, kind of has been one of the big starters up here in the state, and, you know, is one of the best places to ride a bicycle. So, yeah, so we've got a lot of places, and again, tough competition. There could have been others in there as well, but we had to narrow it down.
So you've got categories for best snowmobiling getaway, best town for a boating getaway, best cross-country skiing town, best town for folk outsider art. Let's look at that category.
Yeah, well, you know, if you travel Wisconsin, you have to be amazed at the great little collections of art that have sprung up. And there's something in Wisconsin that seems to have struck people about pouring concrete and putting broken glass in it. And, you know, one of the great places to find a collection of that is in Phillips, where the Wisconsin Concrete Park is up there. And then in Hollandale, there's Grandview over there, which is another place. Dickeyville, of course. Rudolph has the Rudolph Grotto. And in Baraboo, it's Dr. Evermore's huge sculpture up there that Evertron, as well as the other dingers and birds that are running around, the metal ones in the woods there. So, an incredible folk outsider art place.
Which town in Wisconsin offers the best getaway for a weekend enriched by another culture or the best ethnic getaway?
Well, our categories there and our nominees include Belgium, Cashton, Lac de Flambeau, New Glarus, and Stoughton. So you kind of have to look at them and take your pick of which ethnic variety you're after. But we have lots of them, of course, you know, and they all kind of rose to the surface. They became the ones that got nominated.
In the best historic town, which town is the best for enjoying a historic weekend? Baraboo, Mineral Point, Peshtigo, Prairie du Chien, and Ripon.
It's good history in all those places, for sure.
And then best town on a lake. Let's talk about that.
Okay. Well, we do have nearly 15,000 lakes in Wisconsin, so lots of places qualify. Algoma, of course, up on Lake Michigan. Ashland on Lake Superior on the Schwamigan Bay up there. Elkhart Lake has a really beautiful little resort community. La Pointe on Lake Superior. It's the little town on the island. And Port Washington over on Lake Michigan as well. So, you know, if you want water at your doorstep, all of those places would be a great place to choose.
And then you can make your choice of best town on a river, most romantic town for an adult getaway, and best town for a family weekend, as we've talked about before. 20 categories, and so the voting ends today.
The voting will end late tonight, and so get out there, get your vote in, and if you haven't made a selection yet, please do so at wondersofwisconsin.com.
Again, yes, wondersofwisconsin.com. The towns must have a population of less than 15,000 residents, and it's going to be a great contest, and we'll be glad to get the results, Gary.
Well, thanks. It's been a lot of fun.
It's always great to see you. Gary Knowles of Madison, travel writer, travel editor for the weekly Shepherd Express in Milwaukee, and the voting then at wondersofwisconsin.com. I'm Jim Packard. Thanks to Steve Williams for on-air phone production. And you are listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.